So maybe you got a great idea for a business and you want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code Alonzo149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 94 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And wow, it's been quite a week, but fortunately, I'm not going to be talking about any shootings this week, at least not any shootings by the police. So we've gotten past that. And, you know, what joyful topics do we have for the holiday season? Well, let's start with torture. By now, you all know that the Senate released their report on the CIA torturing people, torturing prisoners from Iraq, Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda, whatever you want to, however you want to categorize it. Apparently, the CIA was torturing people beyond waterboarding, which we'd heard about. There was some sleep deprivation and rectal feeding, and just pretty bad, pretty bad. And people are pretty upset about it. And it's funny, John McCain, the Republican senator, war hero, who has been tortured, spoke out against torture. Dick Cheney, the vice president, who avoided military service and made a fortune off of both wars, he's in favor of torture. He said torture's great. And here's the thing with Dick Cheney. Why doesn't he go away? Like, how is he still around? He's on his, what, fifth or sixth heart? Like, he truly is, I think, a supervillain. I think that's what he is. I think he could be in a Bond movie. I've said this before. Or maybe he was a model for Dr. Evil. There's no good about this guy. So the report comes out condemning the CIA for torture. And a lot of people, this really hits them because, you know, and I wish I knew whose quote it was, but they said when America is no longer good is when America fails. And when we've reduced ourselves to torture on this scale, I don't know, maybe it's been done before, but to do it on this scale, government-sponsored torture, is horrible, because we're supposed to be better than that. We're supposed to be the country that takes the high road, and we're not. And, you know, Cheney is a joke and a coward. George Bush said he knew about waterboarding, but he hasn't really spoken publicly about this. What I find really amazing is the head of CIA interrogation, Jose Rodriguez. Yeah, let me say that again. The head of CIA interrogation was named Jose Rodriguez. How'd that slip past the Tea Party? How did the Tea Party let Mr. Rodriguez run the CIA interrogation program? I don't know. Might have to torture him to find out. But he says he knew nothing about it. He's the head of the CIA's interrogation, and he knew nothing about these, quote, enhanced interrogation techniques. He's lying. He's lying, plain and simple. And that's a shame and an embarrassment. But him and Dick Cheney can sit around, I guess, and tell each other they did the right thing. The U.S. is guilty of torture. And as an American, I'm embarrassed. I'm not going to be naive and say I didn't know about it. You know, Cheney's talk about it, this bullshit went on all after 9/11 over and over. Every time they needed to use the Patriot Act to step on more rights of Americans, well, it was, well, you know, we foiled a plot. They foiled more plots than Batman, okay? But, and that's what Cheney says, that, you know, these torture techniques got them information that was used to stop further terrorist activity that no one can tell us about because it's all secret. Or bullshit. I'm gonna go with bullshit. So we were torturing. The Senate investigators found out about it. Cheney said the report's a load of crap, and he's the only one. It's an embarrassment. Now, here's a, to me, this story started out as kind of a joke, but turned into something big. And it's the Sony hack. As you may or may not know, I think everyone knows by now, Sony was hacked and they released information, things like people's salaries, embarrassing quotes from Sony executives, like calling Kevin Hart a whore or finding out that Jennifer Lawrence was paid less than the other actors on the movie she was in, which, trust me, that won't happen again. And boy, I wouldn't want to be her agents the day after that came out. And the fact they liked Jennifer Lawrence better for a particular movie than Angelina Jolie. They released the script for the new Spider-Man movie, which, really, how hard is it to write? With all due respect to the writers, I think we know what's going to happen in a Spider-Man movie. There's going to be a supervillain or two. Maybe someone turns into a lizard or someone who can turn into sand or someone who can turn into electricity. And Spider-Man's going to fight him while being conflicted over how much he lets in the woman he loves. Okay, but anyway, that's been done numerous things. And there were threats that there was going to be a big release on Christmas, a bomb, not bomb in the sense of explosive, but bomb in the sense of dropping some major information if Sony released this movie called The Interview. Now, this movie is with Seth Rogen and James Franco. James Franco has a talk show. It's the world's biggest talk show. Kim Jong-un wants to be interviewed on the show, and the CIA has them go to kill him. That's the plot of the movie, The Interview. You better know that plot, because guess what? They're not releasing the movie. Sony has caved on this. It has been, I guess, proven, or they found out. I don't really know the details on it, but basically, the federal investigators have linked this hack. The Guardians of Peace is what the hackers are called. They've linked them to North Korea. And as a result, the major movie chains like AMC and Regency said they're not going to show the movie. And ultimately, Sony said they're not going to release the movie. So Sony caved on this one. Now, I don't know. I don't know what to think. This is big. I mean, it's, you know, was a threat physical? Perhaps there is talk about, you know, other movies, other studios putting pressure on Sony. In other words, if you're Disney and you're releasing a movie on Christmas Day, you can't have it in the theater with this movie if there's going to be a violent act as a result of this movie, The Interview. Now, the people being upset over what was said, that's the part that I don't get, because understand something. Studio executives, the money people, this is, I think, what their problem is. They are money people, and they supervise creative people, directors, actors, and so on, writers. And that's why they talk bad about them, because there's always going to be a resentment. Trust me, studio executives think everybody's a whore because everybody wants to make money. And they're going to insult actors. And, you know, picking Jennifer Lawrence over Angelina Jolie, really? Hollywood's going to go with younger and prettier? Imagine that. You know, so I don't think any of that was really a major scandal or a major shock. Maybe some people's feelings got hurt, and certainly Sony's going to be paying more money for certain actors. The most shocking admission to me was when George Clooney admitted that Monument Men was a piece of crap and actually apologized for it. So good for him. Should have apologized to all of us. God bless you if you sat through that thing. Anyway, the surprise is that they were able to stop this movie. And right now, the movie's not going to be released on DVD or pay-per-view or Netflix or video on demand or anything else. It's gone. And if that's true, wow, I think that's bad. But at the same time, can you risk it for a movie, for what would probably be a mediocre comedy? Because, you know, I kind of saw Neighbors and, whew, Seth didn't exactly hit it out the park on that one. But anyway, that's a big deal. Is it a blow against freedom? I don't know. Will Dick Cheney be torturing someone behind this? If he gets a chance, I have no doubt. That's big. That's big. And also, as big, maybe bigger, after 18 months of secret negotiations, Barack Obama moves to normalize relations with Cuba. Yeah, the United States and Cuba, a U.S. embassy in Cuba, Maybe one day people traveling back and forth between the U.S. and Cuba freely. Who knows? I mean, Cuba released Alan Gross, U.S. aid contractor. They say spy. Who knows? I'm not even going to try to get into that. But anyway, he was released, and these negotiations have been going on now. And I hope you're sitting down. I hope you're ready for this, because this is absolutely shocking. After Barack Obama moved to normalize relations with Cuba, Congress said they're not going to back him on this. And I don't know what they're going to do, another lawsuit. Who knows what nonsense. Listen, it wouldn't matter if Barack Obama came back and said Cuba surrendered, will give us all their resources, and will become the 51st state. And here's, you know, whatever. It wouldn't matter. Congress would still be against it because Obama did it. Cuba used to be the party place. If you check it out, back in the day, in the 20s, 30s, 40s, even the 50s, Cuba was like Vegas in the Caribbean. I mean, it was casinos and parties and gangsters, and it was the hang. So who knows? Maybe it'll happen again. Maybe, and this would really improve Cuba's chances for normalizing relations. Build resorts for the 1%. See, Cuba, that's what you do. Invite the 1% to party in Cuba and not allow the 99% to come over. And suddenly, you would get almost unlimited support from Congress and now the Senate. Because you got to know who to kiss up to. And that 1%, they count. So that's a pretty big deal, and it's going to play out over time. We're going to see how these relations go. I have been to Cuba. I've been to Guantanamo Bay a couple of times doing shows. It's beautiful. It's as beautiful as any island I've seen in the Caribbean. Warm and sunny and probably nice beaches and the whole bit. So let's see what happens. Will this be that? If it becomes a resort for the 1%, at least give me credit for the idea. So Congress is mad at Barack Obama. Imagine that. You know something? I'm not mad at Congress, because this is the Congress that America has voted for. This is the Congress that Americans said they wanted. So whatever they do, you're going to have to live with it. And they're at it. Now, we've got the budget. The budget has been approved. And there are some things in the budget that we're not too crazy about. They've gutted campaign finance reform. Rich donors can give up to $1.5 million a year to political parties. That's about 10 times what the current limit is. They're trying to do away with Dodd-Frank. Those were the financial regulations that came after the crash in 08 that limited what banks can do, and the government had a lot of oversight and regulation. That's all going to go away, so these banks can once again run wild, go broke, and the government will have to bail them out again. But this is the Congress we voted for, and here, what some would say is a slap in the face to the ordinary guy, but I guess it's not. It's what America wants. Congress people will get $1,000 a month each as a car allowance. They'll get $1,000 a month that they can use to lease a car. And we'll be paying for it. Taxpayers will be paying for it. And you know what? You can't complain, because you voted them in. Because you said this is the Congress you want. You said these are your people. So you, and when I say you, I mean the average American, probably not driving $1,000 a month car. To give you an idea of cars that cost $1,000 a month, just off the top of my head, I've seen BMW's 7 Series lease for that price. I've seen Maseratis lease for that price. Escalades lease for a little less than that if you want to go American luxury. You could probably get a pretty nice Mercedes and a basic Porsche for that same kind of money. So you got $1,000 a month to play with, free, because you're in Congress. Get yourself a hell of a nice car. Again, this is what we voted for. This is what we wanted. So I'm not going to get upset. We got what we asked for, right? Some would say garbage in, garbage out. I'm going to say we got what we asked for. Now, let's look at who's in Congress, because this guy, you know, listen, it started out, there was a time California was a crazy state. Then Florida made a great run. Florida had a good run as the crazy state. I'm starting to look at Texas, okay? Congressman Blake Farenthold, Republican from Texas, third term congressman, happens to be the owner of a website, well, a domain, www.blowme.org. Yeah, he owns the old blowme.org website. Now, this is a Republican from Texas, okay? Conservative, religious, family values. We are better than you, and we've got the guns to prove it. Texas, and he owns blowme.org. Can you guess what the scandal he's in? How about a sexual harassment suit? Apparently, you're not supposed to tell a staffer you had wet dreams over her. Well, I guess you can if you do it in Jesus' name. And I hate insulting Jesus, but that's who these guys always play. So I'll play that card right against them. These are the conservative Republican family value, protect the children from Barack Obama and liberals. And I happen to own a domain called blowme.org. And I'm accused of sexual harassment. Well, see, you can't accuse them of sexual harassment because they don't see women as equal or having value. So I guess if you look at it that way, telling a woman you had a wet dream about her is a compliment. I don't know. I guess it is. I don't know. I wonder what blowme.org is worth. Anyway, Texas, you've elected this guy three times. That's a little bit crazy, but let's take it another step. Let's take our crazy a little farther, Texas. I think we're all familiar with Texas's open carry policy. I think we've all seen the carrying of loaded weapons into Chipotle, because you never know when a burrito might go crazy, or into the grocery store, because sometimes, you know, those cereals, the kids get all hyped up on the cereal, and you might have to take them down. You might be drinking the maple syrup, a lot of sugar in that. I'm not sure why, but you got to have an assault weapon when you're walking through a grocery store. And we've all heard that guns don't kill people. People kill people. Well, you know who kills people? People with guns. Like Veronica Dunashi from Texas, who's a member of the 3% militia, and that 3% militia, they get that title from, they believe only 3% of the Americans at the time of the Revolution actually fought in the Revolutionary War. That the 3% militia should meet the 5%ers who believe, you know, only 5% of people are the true God. The 5% is basically a black, I'm going to use the word religion, started in prison, sort of an offshoot of no, I'm not even going to say it's an offshoot of Islam. It is what it is. It's 5%ers. They believe they are the true gods who walk the earth, but then they should meet the 3%. And they can get together and be the 8%, which is about the tax rate in a lot of places in the country. I don't know. Anyway, Veronica, open carry, 3%er, decided she was going to kill her ex-husband and her stepdaughter. She shot her ex-husband. She shot her 20-year-old stepdaughter. Shot him in the head and chest. And I don't know how this happens, because he was a member of the militia too. So I guess he wasn't open carrying when his ex-wife came at him with the gun that he knew she had, because she's an open carry. In other words, this is crazy. This is insane. And this is why, you want to know why there should be background checks? Because people like this should not have weapons. That's why. That's why there should be background checks. Because if you join some 3% militia and you're convinced the government's out to get you and blah, 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 then it's only a matter of time before you shoot somebody. And then we say, well, the gun had nothing to do with it. It absolutely did. Because if Veronica couldn't go down to the local Walmart and buy an assault weapon and handguns and who knows what else, then maybe she wouldn't have shot her ex-husband and her stepdaughter. As the ex-husband, I got a feeling this is crazy as her. the stepdaughter is no doubt a victim in this, an innocent victim in this. So, but again, this is what we get. This is because open carry, because we need to carry that gun. And Texas, you are batshit crazy. Boy, I knew it when I saw Rick Perry, but you confirmed it. Now, speaking of confirming, one of the last acts of the current Senate, they will confirm Surgeon General Murtha. That only took 2 years. If you remember, they weren't going to confirm him because he was an emergency surgeon and he owns a medical clinic, and he was anti-gun because he had somehow figured out that bullets are bad for you. Bullets are really unhealthy. And as a Surgeon General, he felt that was the case, that bullets are unhealthy. And the NRA just scared Congress and the Senate, and they just decided they weren't going to vote on it. But apparently, they're finally going to confirm him. He is overqualified, a brilliant young doctor, a great mind, and he looks like he will be our Surgeon General. Of course, that was before the whole Cuba thing. I don't know. Might send him there. Hey, they should send Mr. Rodriguez from the CIA to interrogate Cubans. That would be perfect, right? Because his name's Rodriguez, I think. I don't know. Well, everyone's got problems. You know who's got problems? Uber has problems. Uber is turning into a mess. Now, a lot of people use Uber. I've used Uber a couple of times. I'm not a big fan, but, you know, I get it. Well, Uber has a thing called surge pricing. And what they do is when a lot of people need a ride, the price of a ride goes up. And they say it's because of supply and demand. So, for instance, if it starts raining, you know, more people want to take a car. Price of cars go up. If there's a snowstorm, more people want to take a car. Price of cars go up. Apparently, if there's a hostage situation and you're trying to escape, a lot of people need a car. Price of cars go up. Yeah, Uber charged surge prices. They raised the price during the hostage situation in Sydney, Australia. So if you needed a ride to get away from downtown Sydney where this hostage taking was going on and people were getting shot, Uber said, oh, we'll get you out of here, but it's going to cost you a few dollars more. Nice move, Uber. Another thing that Uber has, a big problem with security. Their drivers have been accused of rape and assault and who knows what other crimes. And Uber even charges a $1 security fee to do background check, which I love that. I think even the airlines are like, damn, that's bold. You're charging your passengers a $1 fee to do a background check on the driver to make sure the driver doesn't attack the passenger. You got to pay extra for that. You got to pay extra to sort of think your driver won't attack you. And it turns out they're not even doing the background checks they said they were doing. So now they're being sued by the LA District Attorney's Office for lying about the background checks and lying about their drivers being safest. Not safest in traffic, safest in the sense of he won't go berserk and attack you with a hammer, which an Uber driver did in San Francisco. So you got that going for you. You got to pay a dollar for a security check that's not even a security check and charge extra for people who are trying to get away from an area. Not hostages. In other words, not asking you to come blazing in like the transporter and pull them out of the hostage situation. Just, you know, businesses were shutting down, offices were closing, people had to go home. They were like, they want to clear the area. And Uber was like, oh, we'll clear the area, all right, for a fee. So is that the ultimate in the market, you know, supply and demand? Or is that a low-life move? I'm going to call it a low-life move, but then I'm not a true American because I don't vote for good congressmen like the gentleman from Texas who happens to own, you know, old Blake Farenthold. You know Blake, blowme.org. Blowme.org, Blake. I love him. Well, that's about it for me for this episode. Thank you. It was so good to have just good old American crazy again, not serious, violent, damaging crazy. Good luck with the... Isn't it funny that torture and the movie The Interrogation are both in the same news, both in the news in the same week, and oddly, Jose Rodriguez knows nothing about either one. I am headed to Raleigh, North Carolina this weekend. I'll be at Good Nights, December 18th through 21st. New Year's Eve, December 31st, I will be at Helium in Philadelphia followed by a weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone. So I hope to see you out there. I'll keep talking, you keep paying attention, and please keep laughing. This is Alonzo Bowden. Thank you.